Well, good morning. It's 11:57, so still barely morning. 11:57 a.m. on Saturday, February the 29th, 2020. Happy Brigadoon Day. Leap Day. I don't get to do this very often, so I figured I better make a special effort to get my butt out and moving. It's a raw morning. It is not a pretty morning. It is overcast. There's a little bit of blue sky off to the west, out over the mountains. I'm a little winded because I was pushing to see if I could make it to the corner before the afternoon. I got out late. I did a grocery run. I've had so many distractions this morning, and I just leaned into the distractions today. The Golden Age of Solar Clipper Group came through for me in terms of finding some missing files. The wallpapers that I created some time ago, I could not find them to save my life. And after searching for like 5 minutes, I said, I could get the answer to this a lot quicker. So I turned to them, and yeah, within like 40 seconds, I had the answer and the files. And so, cool. I'm at, I think for the day, I'm somewhere around 1,700 words on the day. I still need about 300 or 400 more to do. Get me through to make my 2K for the day. But it's the weekend, and I finished the second draft of Hostage, Barbarians Book 1. Last night, I pushed through and did, I think I did half of the book yesterday. So that was really where I lost. I pretty much lost the time yesterday. I did get on this treadmill around 6:30. So it was a blue day. It wasn't a red day. I didn't get a walk in. Didn't get a talk in. No smell of smoke. Somebody's got wood fire going. A few geese up there. So my trusty laptop, the old trusty HP Pavilion that I've been using for 8 years. I can't believe it. Yeah, I've had that same laptop for 8 years and a few days. And it's, I ran the disk diagnostics. I'll find the beginning of this thread eventually. The hard drive is beyond normal life. I ran the disk diagnostics on it this morning, and everything is still okay, but there's a half a dozen characteristics of it that are pre-fail. And every one of them is old age. And given that it's been running for 8 years, I can't say that I'm surprised. It has a few bad blocks on the hard drive. It's 640 gig drive. I'm only using 25% of it, so there's not a lot of the drive that's being used. But the time is probably now. I was going to say approaching, but I think now is the right answer to either do what I need to do, which is swap out the hard drive and perhaps put in a more modern solid state drive. I can put in the identical laptop drive, I can replace it for $89. Or I can put in a solid state drive for 20 bucks more and have it be a terabyte instead of 640. I don't really need the space, but the extra speed of having the solid state device rather than the mechanical device is attractive. The alternative, of course, is to swap out this machine and buy a new machine. And I'm not terribly anxious to swap this machine out. The actual operation of the machine does exactly what I needed to do. It's exactly fast enough. It's more than fast enough. And if I swap out the drive, it'll probably get faster. It is an eight-year-old machine. The graphics and all the rest of it are all 8 years old. The architecture has moved on in the last almost decade. And well, I have a couple of Chromebooks that could actually, no, Audacity would run on a Chromebook. I could put a Chromebook in there, and I have two Chromebooks in the house, both running Linux underneath Google Chrome. Which is nice. I don't really want to give up this machine. The Chromebooks, I have to say, are handy for traveling. They're lightweight. I travel with it's one of the Acers. I want to say it's a 13-inch. Evan Thomas sent me it's a 15, some time ago, which I use almost every single day. But it's kind of a special use machine. I only use it for specific things. And the one that I don't keep it on my desk, I keep it in the office. So for the office machine, it works really well. The smaller Chromebook also came, I think, from Evan Thomas. Thank you, Evan. I have it set up so that when I go on the road, I can use it in the hotel to keep up with For the Words and to track my writing and to do all of the things that I want to do while I'm traveling. It's basically stripped down to just the things that I might want to do while I'm traveling. So if I'm traveling, I'm not going to want to be playing games. I'm not going to want to do a lot of audio production. I'm not going to be doing that kind of stuff on a Chromebook. Not that I couldn't, it's just that I'm unlikely to go there. Because when I'm traveling, I'm actually trying to be out and about and moving around with people, and I go to the room to sleep and to catch up on writing and to get out of traffic a little bit. I am an ambivert as opposed to an introvert, apparently. Although it's difficult. These are all sort of squishy terms that don't necessarily work real well. This is one of the aspects of being an introvert, is that in certain circumstances, in certain contexts, introverts are quite frequently almost gregarious. And I find myself becoming more gregarious when I get out at conferences, when I'm doing panels and meeting fans and talk to other writers. And I still need to get back to the room where it's quiet every once in a while, just to recharge a bit before and get back out into the fray. So the Chromebooks are really good for traveling. I like the Chromebooks for traveling. But this 8-year-old pavilion is really where I do the podcast. Get ready to sit with me, Monk Pest. It's where I do audio production. It's where I have the best installation of Audacity, which I suppose I would have to reinstall. What I need to do is pretty much clone the disk onto an external drive, which would probably take like 5 days. It shouldn't take that long. I haven't got that much. 25% of 640. Hundred and eighty gigabytes. It's not that much. If I was smart, what I would do is just clone my user directory. I need to figure out where Thunderbird puts its mailbox so I can make sure I don't lose the last 8 years worth of mail like I did the last time I updated my hardware. But even with 8 years worth of mail, it's still only 25% of the disk drive in use. So it's not insurmountable. It's not a terrible problem. I need to figure out how to get the machine apart so I can get to the hard drive. But I wouldn't be in the least bit surprised if there wasn't a YouTube video that would tell me how to do that. So then the question becomes, am I going to stay on Ubuntu? Am I going to go somewhere else? And the reason I ask that question is that I'm becoming less and less enamored of Windows. And I spend most time on a Windows machine because that's what my desktop unit is, it's a Windows machine. And it's also where I play games. But if I can play games, if I could put in whatever the structures are, Wine or I don't even know what they all are. Turns out Steam actually has a Linux distribution that could run Steam games on it. But I don't know what the limitations might be. I could probably run EVE Online for the little bit that I play EVE Online these days. I'm really dissatisfied with EVE these days just because of the new interlopers that they've introduced into the game who can hit you from halfway across the sector and take you out in a single hit before you even really know they're there. Which is, you know, if I'm going to randomly die, why do I play? I'm not that... I'm not that interested in spending the time building the ship, outfitting the ship, playing the ship, only to have it... I mean, it's bad enough to be yanked out from underneath me by some random pogue who thinks that... blapping an unarmored mining barge is sport. But to have it happen with non-player characters, happen with NPCs, just... Okay, we've just gone from, sure, I'll play, to, nah, no. So, I don't know, we're going to see what that looks like going forward. I just lost a venture, which is, you know, not, on the scale of things, is like, oh, yeah, okay. But it's the way that I lost it. It's like I didn't even see him. I had to go back and look through the logs to find out what killed me. It turns out it was an NPC. It was like a roving scout. It's not why I play Eve. If I'm gonna be taken out by a roving mob, blow me up with a creeper in Minecraft. Okay, I can understand that. I at least can see the creeper coming. Usually, sometimes not. Now, I really wasn't happy with that. It kind of made me rethink Eve Online. As, maybe. I don't play very much to begin with anyway, I just keep the training cues going. Sadly, I just went through the time of the year when all of them renewed for another year. So I've got, good morning. I've got a year to figure out what I'm going to do with it. But there's apparently a new, to go back to where I started this, there's apparently a new Linux distribution. And I'm intrigued because it's allegedly for gaming. And it includes all of the tabs it needs to run Steam, and it has the foundation to run Windows games on the platform. I'm pretty sure the graphics isn't up to, well, maybe it is up to Eve Online. Probably can't run 5 or 6, but I should probably run 1. So the idea that I might actually be, Linux might be in a place where I could actually consider coming off Windows altogether is rather attractive. I could probably put an external drive on it, plug it into the Windows box and boot just to see. Like, I need another hobby. That's the thing. I actually do need another hobby. I need something besides Nose to the Grindstone, Shoulder to the Wheel. I got that book over to my daughter so she can review the draft. I'm within probably 3 or 4 days of finishing Dark Knight Station, and I'm gonna switch over and do second draft of that, and first draft of Troy Harbor, if you can call it a first draft. I don't know how much of Troy Harbor I've got yet to write. It may be only another 25,000-30,000 words to tie off, strip out the bad stuff, plug in the new stuff. That's actually going to take some afternoon work. I wonder if I need to put something in there for new words. I have a project underway that's related to the Barbarian project. Let me go look at that. And I have one more thing to do today too. I have to get a blog post ready to go for my monthly update. I wish I was reading some better books. I just went through a whole ton of samples. I just tossed them one after another. I have to go and look and see what the last book was that I read. Anyway, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. It's another month. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.